MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 27, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Long-term care bill is signed by the governor. A Beverly school threat deemed not credible. And Peabody is welcoming refugee students. Sunny, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:20 p.m.
Hey, it's Dominic Castro here from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on MSONewsSports.com. Two guests today in the North Shore Sports Desk show. We've got Ava Peone, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And we also got Coach Steve Cummings of Saugus Football. And coming up on the Merrimack Valley show this week, North Andover Athletics Director Steve Nugent. Don't miss it.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Governor Mara Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, House Speaker Ronald J. Mariano, Senate President Karen Spilka, elected officials and advocates came together for a ceremonial signing of an act to improve quality and oversight of long-term care, which improves oversight and standards at long-term care and assisted living facilities to ensure that older adults are receiving high-quality care delivered by qualified providers. The bill also takes steps to protect the rights of individuals with disabilities.
This legislation tackles a range of things, okay? First of all, it importantly limits estate recovery to the federal minimum, and it ends estate recovery for those receiving Common Health or PCA access. I think that's a matter of... I see you, Bill Henning. I see a lot of smiles on people's faces. This is a matter of fairness and justice. So we thank you to everybody who brought this forward. It also requires our Department of Public Health to inspect long-term care assisted living facilities annually, just to make sure that they're meeting the standards that families deserve. It funds the training and expansion of the skilled, caring workforce of nurses and nursing assistants out there. And it ensures that there are a range of inclusive options available to meet diverse needs, and that every one of these options will be met with high quality standards. Fundamentally, it allows our aging residents, our residents with disabilities, our parents, children, grandchildren, to live with greater peace, right? Understanding and knowing that things are going to be better off for their loved ones. And it ensures as well that our hardworking providers, and again, shout out to all of our caregivers. You know, my mom was a nurse and used to care for patients private duty oftentimes. And I just thank you to all of our caregivers who have worked through and done so much.
That's Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News, an online threat caused some parents to pick up their kids at Beverly Middle School on Thursday morning. Superintendent Suzanne Cherichek said the Beverly Police Department has assured school officials that the threat is not credible and schools remained open. The social media post was vague and did not refer to any students or schools in Beverly, and there is no reason to believe the original post was created by a Beverly student, according to the superintendent, who said so in a message to parents. Some parents went to Beverly Middle School anyway on Thursday morning to pick up their students after word of the threat spread and students began texting or calling their parents. A police officer was stationed outside the school, while the superintendent and other school officials were in the lobby talking to parents and comforting students. Also in the Salem News, Caroline Enos is reporting that as the city of Peabody welcomes an influx of refugee students for the second year in a row, some parents are concerned there's not adequate support inside the classroom for the children. Last year, the district received about 80 new students who were living in emergency refugee shelters run by the state in hotels on Route 1. This year, that number has risen to 128, according to Superintendent Josh Vidala. About 75 of the students are in the city elementary schools, 16 are at Higgins Middle School, and 22 are at the high school. Some migrant students are also enrolled in the city's public preschool program. Most of the elementary school students are at McCarthy Elementary because it's the neighborhood school for the Route 1 area. But with classroom sizes reaching capacity there, refugee students have also been sent to the South, Brown, and West schools. Jim Sullivan of the Newburyport Daily News reports that despite the last few days featuring rain, a hot and dry summer prompted Newburyport to announce a voluntary water ban on Thursday. Mayor Sean Reardon has asked that residents restrict outside watering to the hours of 6 to 9 a.m. as well as 6 to 9 p.m. Levine said the same applies for the city's parks, athletic fields, and other similar municipal uses. The recent lack of rain as well as summer scorching heat waves combined to reduce the city's reservoir level to below 90% of capacity. That's the level which triggers a drought watch by the Water and Sewer Commission. And Adam Levine on itemlive.com is reporting the Linfield Fire Department received a $1.2 million grant in federal funds from the Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, according to a press release from the fire department. Town Administrator Rob Dolan, Fire Chief Glenn Davis, and U.S. Representative Seth Moulton announced the department's recently acquired grant and stated in a press release that the funds will be used to hire 4 additional firefighters. The grant will be used to pay the full salary and benefits of the 4 new positions for the next 3 years. Red Sox host the Rays tonight in the first of 3 games to end the season, blessedly. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.